Alright guys, it is time to dive in and begin the game. I'm gonna...
201.0.3, registered to Christopher Wright.
I'm gonna go back into this window. Now, if I didn't say it in the intro, you can hit page up and page down to turn the music up and down. I'm gonna turn it off. Well, that's as low as it goes. The music is only useful in the main menu.
Start new game.
I don't know why.
S.
Anyway, let's start a new game.
Are you sure you would like to overwrite your save data? Yes. No.
Yes. Yeah.
Storyline review.
So if you're in storyline info, you hit left and right to read it. And I believe enter to get out of it. Or maybe it's escape. So I'm going to hit right arrow.
A teenager by the name of Frederick was notorious for spending nights by looking at the stars with his telescope close to a tomb.
For some weird reason.
There's been a rumor going around that some tombs occasionally emitted some strange whispering noises, and people have speculated for ages that every tomb has a special scroll that gives unimaginable power to a person capable of going through the troubles in order to get it. One night, Frederick was following his usual routine of looking at the stars, but this time, he got closer to one of the tombs. It could have been minutes or hours later, when he heard rumbling and sounds similar to whispering. He felt a strong, magnetic light force pulling him toward the tomb. Before he could do anything about it, he got sucked into a pitch black space, and he was falling. After what seemed like forever, he landed on sand. He looked around. It seemed as if he was in a world of its own. He wondered whether he's dead? Whether he was in heaven? Hell? His curiosity soon took over him, and he started exploring.
So that's all we have. Yeah, you have to hit escape.
Level 1, Tomb 1.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if this should be called Tomb Hunter, because there are a lot of things that make me question that, like the wind ambience. It sounds like I'm outside. Also, the fact that I'm walking on sand is not very realistic. But anyway, let's go to the right. Alright, so here's a stairwell. Let's go up. And to the right. There's some fire. I'm gonna jump. Now off to the right.
10-foot drop onto sand, 1-foot ladder, 3 feet.
Okay, so I'm gonna jump. And I fell. I missed the ladder. Anyway, I am on a lower level, so I'm gonna head to the right. Or actually, I guess I head left.
Nothing, nothing. Sand, 5 feet. Nothing.
There's nothing here. Let's go up and to the right. Here we go.
Fire hazard, 1 foot. Ledge, 3 feet.
So I'm just jumping over some fire pits right now, heading to the right.
Nothing.
Alright, I'm gonna head up. There's a skeleton that is moving back and forth off to my right.
No weapon selected.
I don't have any weapons. Oh, which probably brings me to a good time to explain some things. If you want to view your inventory, you hit tab and shift tab.
Empty. Empty.
Currently it's empty. So I'm going to head off to the right here. Okay, I'm going to... Let me check my health.
Decent. 201 horsepower, 4 lives.
Yep, H checks your health. Let's go over here. That's a snake. Jump over that. There's a scroll. There's a checkpoint above me. I think I have to get that rope. Let me go back to the left. Jump. There's a
10-foot drop onto concrete. 1 foot. Ledge, 2 feet concrete, 3 feet. Snake, 4 feet. Snake, 11 feet. Checkpoint, 20 feet ladder, 22 feet.
Yeah, there's a snake that I have to avoid. So if I Okay, I'm not sure what that was, sorry. So
10-foot drop onto concrete, 1 foot. Ledge, 2 feet concrete.
So there's a snake off to my right that I have to avoid, because if I don't, I will get poisoned if it hits me. And here's something else that I think needs to be changed. If you're holding onto a rope, your character should, after a while, lose strength and let go. Just some things that Mason may want to add if he's actually listening to this. Maybe he is, maybe he's not.
10-foot drop onto con...
Okay, so I'm gonna jump. And I got hit by the snake. Okay. So, I'm gonna hit P. To, take a healing potion.
Hill to 130 horsepower.
I'm gonna take the other one.
Poison cured. Hill to 166 horsepower.
So the grunting means that I'm losing health.
Nothing.
Okay, there's a ladder here. Let's go up. You can hear a sword. There's some skeletons. I'm going to jump over them.
Ooh. Nothing.
I'm going to climb up this ladder. There's a snake. Let's jump over that.
Top. Top of ladder, 15 feet.
All right, let's go up.
Nothing. Sand, snake, 4 feet.
Okay, so snake is... Oh. Now.
Snake, 11.
This level portal is in the air, so I'm going to come over here until it's centered. And I'm going to jump. And there you go. That's how that works. Now, I'm in level 2.
Level 2, tomb 1.
I can hit L. So now I'm going left. And we're coming to a stream. And as you can hear, it takes me to the other end of it. Now, let me see if I can get this item here. Okay. Now, here's the other thing that I think is kind of weird. If you're in the air, the current from the stream should not move you. And I think I've said this before, but I think it's worth saying again. So, okay, so that's... This is, some mud.
Mud. 1 foot stream. 10 feet.
And then I'm back on sand. Or I think it's...
Rope.
Or dirt or something.
Ledge. 9 feet.
Okay, now. This is a fire pit.
Lava hazard. 1 foot.
Or lava. If I use my camera... It's extremely large, so I'm gonna jump onto this rope.
7 foot drop into a lava hazard, 1 foot. Metal, 2 feet.
Let's jump onto this platform.
Audacity,
Okay, I'm back. So
Tomb Hunter 1.
I'm on this platform.
Rope, 3 feet.
There's a rope. I have to climb up this rope.
2 foot drop onto metal, 1 foot. Rope, 19.
Come over here to this platform here. Heading left. So currently I am crossing the lava.
Rope, 1 foot. 10 foot drop onto dirt, 2 feet. 4 foot drop onto ledge, 6 feet. Ledge, 10 feet. 79 foot drop onto sand, 11 feet. Dirt.
Just jump past these guys.
No weapons. Sword. Two swords. 15-foot drop into...
Actually, I do want to get rid of him. Alright, so...
15-foot drop into a fire hazard. 3 feet.
Here's a ladder.
Bottom of ladder. Fire hazard. 15 feet.
Now...
Bottom of ladder. Fire hazard.
There is...
Bottom of ladder. Fire hazard.
There's a hazard at the bottom of this ladder, so you want to be careful when you're going down.
15-foot drop into a fire hazard. 1 foot.
So I'm going to head down.
13-foot drop into a fire hazard. 1 foot.
Now...
8-foot drop into a fire hazard. 1 foot. Bottom of ladder. Fire hazard. 7 feet. 7-foot drop into a fire hazard. 1 foot. Bottom of ladder. Fire hazard. 3 feet. 3-foot drop into a fire hazard. 1 foot. 4-foot drop into a fire hazard. 1 foot. Bottom of ladder. Fire hazard. 3 feet. Bottom of ladder. Fire hazard. 2 feet. 1 foot drop into a fire hazard. 1 foot.
Okay, now I think... Wait, how do I get...
Ledge, 1 foot. Rope, 5 feet.
That's the lava pit that I came from.
15-foot drop into a fire hazard, 1 foot.
So I think I have to go down.
Bottom of ladder, fire hazard, 6 feet.
Now let's do a jump. Okay, so yes. You need to be very close to the bottom of the ladder and jump left off of the ladder.
Fire hazard, 2 feet ladder, 3 feet.
Very clever, okay. We have a skeleton. I'm gonna take him out by throwing a sword at it, which is, again, not realistic at all. Okay, now.
15-foot drop onto concrete, 2 feet.
We have another ladder going down.
Bottom of ladder, 15 feet. Four.
And there's a snake. That was not... That was not supposed to happen. Now I have to start that all over again.
Rope, 14 feet. Rope, 3 feet. Rope, 1 foot. 10-foot drop onto dirt, 1 foot. 4-foot drop onto ledge, 6 feet. Dirt, 1-foot ladder, 20 feet.
So I'm walking back through here.
15-foot drop into a fire hazard, 2 feet. 1 potion. 15-foot drop into a fire hazard, 1 foot. Bottom of ladder, fire hazard, 4 feet. Fifteen-foot drop onto concrete, 3 feet.
I think the drop messages could probably be truncated a little more so that it just says, like, air.
Bottom of ladder, 15 feet.
But maybe that's just me. Okay, so there are snakes. Now...
Nothing.
Okay, I need to time it so that I can get by that snake, so... Okay. Now. There we go.
15-foot drop onto concrete. 3 feet. Bottom of ladder, 15 feet.
Come down here. There's a snake that is not going to hit me. Yeah.
Concrete, 1 foot. Ledge, 7 feet. Fire hazard, 8 feet. Ledge.
There's a vanishing platform off to my left. Okay. You know, I think this would be really cool for him to add to scrolling battles your world. Anyway.
Fire hazard.
All right, let's see here. I have to go back across this pit because there's a dead end.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Concrete, 3 feet. Snake, 6 feet. Snake. Concrete, 2 feet.
That makes it easier. And you can hear the snake above me on that platform.
15-foot drop onto concrete, 3 feet.
So now I'm climbing down this ladder.
Concrete, 1. Ledge, 4 feet. Ledge, 1.
And very cleverly.
Hazard, 1 foot. Ledge, 7 feet concrete, 8 feet.
Very cleverly, there is another vanishing platform that you have to cross to get to the level portal. So let's see here. I'm gonna wait for it to come back. Oh, that's mean. Oh. So I have to. Oh, that's brutal. Alright, let's let's see if I can do this. Okay, that was kind of tricky, because basically what you have to do is you have to stand on the vanishing platform and jump to get to that portal.
Nothing. Mud. 12 feet.
All right, so now I'm going to the right.
Level 3. Tomb 1.
Level 3. There are... three levels in each tomb and 10 tombs, so... yeah. There's a lot of levels. 30 levels. Alright, so now I'm in some water. There's an extra life. There's some coins. You can go up, which I don't get that, but there we go.
2 swords.
Okay. Go away.
Nothing.
So now I'm going up.
4 swords.
Okay. Ooh. Oh.
3 swords.
So there's a gem in the air. So you have to jump to get those?
Nothing.
Now. Okay. Scrolls in the air.
Level 4, Tomb 2.
Okay, so I think that level was way too short, honestly. And that's, I think, one of the balancing issues that this game has. Alright, so we're on level 4. Let me take stock of what I have here.
Two potions.
Two potions.
One sword.
One sword. You can hit M to check your money or your gold.
Eight gold.
Eight gold. And I believe G checks your gems. Or maybe not. Oops, that was stupid.
No weapon selected.
Let's see if I can reload, actually. I'm going to press and hold escape.
Main
menu. Which is how you exit.
Start. Continue. Level 4. Tomb 2. No weapon selected. Sword. One sword.
Yeah, okay. So, the game auto-saves after you complete each level. And I don't know how to check my gems at the moment. The other thing that I will show you is the shop. So, if you hit Z.
Shop.
You can hit up and down arrow.
Buy a sword, 5 gold. Buy a gem, 6 gold. Sell a sword, 5 gold. Sell a potion, 10 gold. Sell a life, 20 gold.
You can sell...
Shift plus L.
You can sell items.
Sell a gem, 6 gold. Shift plus E.
Shift plus E.
Buy a gem, 6 gold. E, buy a sword.
So you can do that. Now, depending on how much gold you have... and what level you're in, different things will show up here. I believe also, as of the latest version, you can hit tab.
Buy a sword. Buy a mine. 2 gold. Buy an arrow. Sell a gem. Buy.
Okay, so tab will cycle between the items that you can buy and that are available to all items.
Buy a sword. Buy a mine, 2 gold. M.
Now, if you hear that dunk,
buy a mine.
That means that you can't buy it, or I guess it's not available.
Buy an arrow, 6 gold. Buy a rock, 2 gold. Buy a Molotov, 7 gold. Buy a potion, 10 gold. Buy a life, 20 gold. Buy a bucket, 3 gems. Buy a parachute, 30 gold. Buy a robot chip, 100 gold. Buy an armor, 200 gold. Buy a scuba gear, 20 gold. Buy a time bomb, 4 gems. Buy a gem, sell a sword.
Yeah, so I'm gonna hit escape to get out of that.
Nothing.
Here's a ladder going up.
15-foot drop on. Fire hazard, 1 foot. Ledge, 5 feet.
Alright, I think I have to do a run jump here. No.
Level 4, Tomb 2.
Oh, that's not the end of level 4? Oh, yeah, it is. Never mind.
Fire hazard, 1 foot. Ledge, 5 feet.
Okay.
Maglev, 9 feet.
Let's go under the maglev. It's gonna take me up.
Concrete, 10, nothing.
Get rid of that.
No weapon selected. Concrete, 1 foot. Top of ladder, 10 feet, 79 foot drop.
So I can either go up this ladder or continue to the right.
Scroll, 19 feet.
Let's go ahead and grab the scroll. Alright.
Ooh. 3 foot drop onto dirt. Fire hazard, 1 foot. Ledge.
Now there's stuff above me.
Nothing. Concrete, fire hazard, concrete stairs, 29 feet.
There's a hazard above me on a platform.
15 foot drop onto dirt, 2 feet.
All right, let's go down here. Now...
No weapon selected. Sword. One sword. Bottom of concrete stairs, 4 feet.
Okay, that's the way I do it. I may have missed something, but I wanted to leave.
Level 5, Tomb 2.
Alright, so now we're in level 5.
Skeleton, 5. Active 4. Inactive force field, 5 feet. Active force field, 1. Nothing.
Alright, now I'm going up and to the right.
Ledge, 1.
And we have a very ominous sounding chasm with a vanishing platform. So I'm gonna wait for it to come. Okay.
No weapon.
Okay, this can be tricky because
2 foot drop into a chasm hazard, 1 foot. Ledge, 9 feet. 2 foot drop into a chasm hazard, 11 feet.
Okay, this one is tricky. There are two chasms, and you have to cross them using two platforms. Now, let's see if I can time this correctly, so...
Nothing. 2 foot drop. Okay. 2 foot drop into a chasm hazard, 1 foot.
There is a ledge that I managed to land on. It's 1 square wide. You can hear both platforms, one to my right, one to my left. Now, I'm gonna wait for this next one to come. Well, hang on.
2 foot drop into a chasm hazard, 2 feet. Ledge, 10 feet. 2 foot drop into a chasm hazard, 12 feet. Ledge, 20 feet. 2 foot drop into a chasm hazard, 22 feet.
This is brutal. Okay, so I've cleared the first chasm. Now I have to do the second one. And that didn't work out. I'm gonna reload.
Main map start. Continue. Level 5. No weapons.
Okay.
Two-foot drop into a chasm hazard, 1 foot.
So you need to time this very, very well and make sure that you land on the ledge. And each of these ledges is 1 square wide, so this is going to be tricky. So what I recommend doing is jumping onto the platform and running until you hit the ledge. Okay.
2 foot drop into it.
So I'm gonna wait for the next round. Once you hear your character jump off the platform and to the ledge, you wanna stop.
2 foot drop into a cap.
Now, I think this is the last one. So I'm gonna... Yep. And that's how you clear that.
Nothing. 9 foot drop onto sand, 1 foot, top of ladder, 10 feet.
So you just have to time it correctly and pay attention. One of the things I really like with this game is just the amount of puzzles that you have to do and just walking around and doing things. That is really fantastic.
10 foot drop on.
So.
Concrete, 1 foot.
Going to the right. And I'm gonna get past those guys who just came out of nowhere.
Nothing. Nothing. Top of 19. Top of ladder. 10 feet.
We have some skeletons that move.
Concrete. 1 foot skeleton. 15 feet.
Okay, I'm gonna come down just a little bit. Wait for them to. No.
No weapon selected. Boop. Nothing.
Get out of these guys' range. So I was just jumping past groups of skeletons, that's all.
3 potions.
Okay, now.
Concrete. 1-foot potion, 7 feet. Nothing.
Alright. Climbing up.
20-foot drop onto inactive force field. 7 feet. Active force field. 4 feet left. Nothing.
I'm climbing up.
Foot drop metal. Maglev. 1 foot.
Going to the right.
Dirt. 6 feet. Nothing. Nothing. Level 5. Tomb 2. Level 6, Tomb 3. Nothing. Ledge, 8.
Alright, so here we are on level 6. And if I go to the left...
Ledge, 3 feet.
What's gonna happen?
Hazard, 1 foot.
This is a conveyor belt. I'm gonna jump to the left. Jump onto that one. And jump into the water. Alright, so here, here's a potion.
Active force field. Gold. 2 feet.
Now, if you don't move... If you don't move, you'll hear that little... sound, which means that your character is actually drowning. And in these deep water areas, you have to tap the key. You cannot press and hold it. Presumably because you... Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Ooh.
20-foot drop onto concrete. 2 feet. Nothing. Bottom of ladder. 20 feet.
Let's go down.
3 potion.
Okay, I'm doing okay on potions. Let's get the stuff over here.
25-foot drop into a hazard. 1 foot. Rope.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that for the moment and come over here.
Nothing.
Nope, that's the only way that I can go is left.
25-foot drop into a hazard. 1 foot. Rope. 2 feet. 25. Nothing. 6-foot drop into a hazard. 19 feet. Hazard. 25 feet.
Now, the trick to this...
6-foot drop into a hazard. 8 feet. 14-foot drop into a hazard. 1 foot. 6-foot drop into a hazard. 7 feet. 6-foot drop into a hazard. 6 feet.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm on this rope.
6-foot drop into a hazard. 12-foot drop into a hazard. 1 foot.
Now.
6-foot drop into a hazard. 2 feet. 7-foot drop into a hazard. 1 foot.
The objective is to jump from this rope. That didn't work. The objective is to
25-foot drop into a hazard, 1 foot.
Hmm.
8-foot drop into a hazard, 1 foot.
6-foot here is to try to get the scroll on the rope.
6-foot drop into...
Oh. Oh, I get it. Okay.
Level 6, tomb 3. Excellent. 300 horsepower, 1 life.
Oh, that's really good.
Main
men,
start new. Continue. Level 6, tomb 3.
This level can be a little tricky.
No weapon, sword, two sword. No weapons. 20-foot drop onto concrete, 1 foot.
Yeah, this level can be a little tricky.
Foot drop into a hazard, 1 foot. Nothing. 25-foot drop into a hazard, 1 foot.
Now, I think, let's see, the trick to this is to use your camera to check where the rope ends. So... I'm at the bottom of this rope.
6-foot drop into a hazard, 1 foot.
If I come down any farther...
7-foot drop into a hazard, 1 foot.
If I come down any farther, I'll hit the hazard.
8-foot drop into a hazard, 1 foot.
I'm using my camera to try to see if I can find the other rope, because I can hear it. Just air.
6-foot drop into a hat.
Okay, so I managed to do it. If you come down to the bottom of that rope, right before you land in the hazard, and you hold down control, or you press the space bar and you hold down control and left arrow, you will hit this rope.
Nothing. Scroll. 2 feet.
Now, the scroll is on the rope.
6-foot drop into a hazard. 17. 23-foot drop into a hazard. 1 foot.
Now, I have to get off of here without dying. So, I'm using my camera to see how far down the rope goes.
Seven-foot drop into a hazard, 1 foot.
Now... That's one way of doing it.
No weapon. Game over. Press main menu.
Start. Wait, I lost?
Continue game.
Really?
C. Level 6, Tomb 3. Level 6, Tomb 3.
Okay. That's the other thing. When your character dies and your game is over, you can always reload your game and you have lives. I don't know if that's a bug or not, but it's just strange. So I have to do this all over again. And that's what happens if you don't do it quickly enough.
Main menu, start.
I'm going to pause the recording, actually, I think, until I get back to where I was.
Audacity.
Okay, so I've unpaused the recording. I'm back to where I was.
Tomb Hunter.
On the rope after I grabbed the scroll. Now,
6 foot drop into a hazard, 17 feet.
One way that you can do this is you can come down this rope and jump off and left and land on a conveyor belt. There is a rope. Yeah, so there's a rope. Now the tricky thing is going to be, oh, I missed it.
Two swords. Sand, 1 foot. Nothing. 15 foot drop on.
So there's that checkpoint. I landed on the conveyor belt and had it transport me. So that's how you do that level. Now, level 7 is interesting because there is a boulder chasing after you, and you basically have to run. And not like that.
Main continue. Level 7.
So there's a boulder that is coming after you. You cannot dodge it. You just have to run. And that's not
continue. Levels. No weapon.
I have no weapons.
Level.
Let's try this again here. Come on.
Main menu. Start. Level 7. 2.
Okay, I think I will tackle level 7 in another part.
I'll ask.
This has gone on long enough, so I hope you guys are enjoying this. leave your comments, leave your questions, leave your feedback. And until next time, you guys take care.